with Chad Greenway on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Chad Greenway is presented by Sky Deck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
Sky Deck Sports Grill and Lanes. Let's make a little noise here. Come on now. This is Vikings Country. We're hanging out here this week with Chad Greenway, number 52 from the Minnesota Vikings. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous.
What are you nervous about?
I'm not nearly as excited as Jared, and I know he's been a staple in this show. So I'm like, I was like on the way here, I'm like, man, I gotta be like crazy tonight. I don't know. Like, some sort of headbutting people as I like walk in.
Oh, don't sell yourself short. I've hung out with you enough. You're just as actually now you know that he's married and he's got a kid on the way. He's slowed to
a little boring.
Yeah. You're gonna throw that out there.
The most exciting thing he does is beat me easily daily.
Yeah.
At tennis at work on the Wii.
Oh, really?
I can't beat him.
That's the aggressive game you guys get after.
He has Andy Roddick, and literally they made him like 110.
Roddick doesn't beat anybody. How is that possible?
I have Novak Djokovic. You heard of that guy?
Yeah. He's quite good.
He's okay, right?
Wow. And you still can't beat him at it?
I can't even get within like two games.
Really? Is he practicing at home? Is that the deal? Or?
I've thought about that, but he swears that no.
No.
So, yeah.
Vikings Country going on here. You know, welcome to the Vikings Country with Chad Greenway, presented by Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes, located here on the fourth floor, Mall of America. Sixth year. I want to talk to you about this. You know, obviously everybody's heard about the contract and everything like that. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
I think a lot of Vikings fans are excited that Chad Greenway is going to be playing here for quite a while.
As am I. This is where I wanted to be.
Yeah. So. But I love the story about when you called back to your mom.
It's beautiful. She, as many people know, I grew up on a farm in South Dakota. It's about as simple as you can get.
And so
my parents have always been extremely down to earth. They always had their priorities straight and, you know, all that jazz. So I call back and say, Mom, hey, I'm excited. You know, I got signed a 5-year extension or new contract with the Vikings. I'll be able to stay here. And she's like, she was so excited she would have to buy new jerseys.
Oh, nice.
And obviously the most exciting part is that the grandkids would be close. I have two little girls, so that she was extremely excited about that. But then the funny part is she's like, well, okay, I got to get back to work. She had to go rake hay. I'm like, well, I love you.
Yeah. Did she even give you the, that's lovely. Yeah. I got to get back to work.
If you knew my mom, she doesn't say that stuff like, that's lovely. She just says, like, get back to work and, like,
yells
at you. And, no, she's awesome. But she works extremely, extremely hard.
That is so cool. And congratulations, man. It's well worth it. And honestly, you've earned it. And we're really excited about having you here, especially because I don't know if you know this or not. The Minnesota Vikings, there was a study that was done out of a college in Pennsylvania.
I already know what you're going to say.
And this is off a symmetry of the players' faces, the coaches' faces, the owners' faces, everything like that. They're just going simply off of, because good looks are based on symmetry of your face. So that's what they judge it off of. They found out the Minnesota Vikings are not the ugliest team in the NFL. That's the Chiefs.
Thankfully. That's good. Yeah.
The Bills are the best-looking team in the NFL. We come in.
At least they got something going for them.
Third ugliest in the league.
So it'd be what? 30th?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
And I can't help that. So that's going to, you know, if I leave, we become like 27th.
Oh, really? Well, you know, and then Packer fans are right there, like, no, yeah, they came in eighth ugliest. So, I mean,
they're right there.
Okay. They're in the hunt at the very least.
Well, we could compare like Twin Cities area people to Green Bay area type of people, and that might be a little different story.
We were just going off the team before that, but now we're bringing everybody.
That's an
in.
Interesting study, though. I wonder that can't make any sense. I just can't imagine.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, we have some really good looking guys.
But if you're third ugliest, let's just do this right here, right now. This is Vikings Country. We don't talk football. Who is on the team?
Oh, boy.
The ugliest.
That's tough. It can't hurt anybody's feelings. I'm not sure exactly who listens to this show. I mean, Jared's a great contender.
Oh, really?
I would say, you know, and he would be, he would really appreciate that, I think.
Well, because, you know, if you remember the T-shirts, he was only, what, 3 strides away from, Cro-Magnon, so.
I'll just go off the past. E.J. Henderson's been up there in the past.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I'll say E.J.'s my guy, too.
I'm
throw him under the bus.
Yeah.
Remy Iadel, our new defensive tackle, would probably be up there.
Yeah, I've been in the locker room. I've seen that before, yeah.
There's some contenders for sure. It'd be tough competition. We could bring them all up here. We could maybe do like a fan vote or something.
That would be awesome.
Or like an online vote. Go to Vikings.com and, you know.
I think we should. I mean, why wouldn't we?
Link it with your show in the morning. We could somehow figure this out. I don't know. The Vikings people are here, so we'll figure that out later on.
Does it make it, is it weird at all for people to know, okay, you signed this contract, and for people to know how much money you make, is that weird for you at all?
Extremely weird. Yeah. I mean, especially just the way I grow up and like, just the simple life in South Dakota and how you grow up. It's one of those things you just don't talk about or think about. And then like the next day after I was able to sign that contract, I'm in the front page of the paper. It's like, I mean, that's just embarrassing. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm extremely proud of what I've accomplished, but at the same time, it never has been about money or ever will be. It's about being as good as you can be, you know, and working hard, but it's embarrassing.
Be honest. Would you have traded out some of that contract money for free Massimo V-neck shirts?
I knew we were going to talk about this tonight. Moss and I have an infatuation,
absolutely,
a love,
yeah,
for the Massimo, much like the one I'm wearing tonight, V-neck shirt.
I like that you classed it up and you went crew neck.
I went crew tonight. It's a little, I wanted to, a little more formal.
Right.
You know?
Maybe you didn't manscape or something, so you don't want to just,
exactly,
you know, stuff just fighting
its
way out.
I embarrass myself. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I have them in every color of the rainbow, except the light blue that you have now that I know and I've seen and I want to get.
Yeah, it's a good-looking shirt, isn't it?
Yeah, so Target, if you're listening, we love your shirts, and we would definitely love to get free shirts as well.
The best part, though, is that I go into the locker room just last week, and I honestly, I'm like, wait a minute, I don't know if he has his color, and I got all excited, right? And so, but I realize it's at the bottom of the hamper. I totally pulled college. I just let gravity of the hamper clean the shirt for me. I did the whole...
He does a good job, though.
I took a wet washcloth and threw it in the dryer with just like one after another dryer cloths.
The sink sponge.
Threw it in there just so it would like kind of freshen up, just so I could make you jealous.
So that made it better. A wet washcloth made it better than what it was.
I remember because you come up to me, you're like, wow, it's really soft. And I'm like, yeah, it's because it's dirty. You're like, what are you, in college?
I still do that sometimes. I hide stuff in my wife so she can't wash it so I can wear it repeatedly. Otherwise, she grabs it and throws it in the wash. I'm like, no.
No, I need that.
It's like that glass you were using she put in the sink already. I'm like, I was just using that.
So now, okay, we know that you're a big country fan. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I get texts all the time working over at K102, and it normally is like right when we get off the show, and you'll text me like, play some Chris Ledoux.
Yeah.
And then you get mad that I don't, and I'm already off the air.
JD.
Oh, listen to you, just completely under the bus. But as a huge country fan, we know that. But
what
is, on your iPod, the most embarrassing yet awesome song and or artist?
Oh, wow. Well, I'll have to throw my wife under the bus for this one.
Oh, no, it's my wife. Swear to gosh.
My wife teaches fitness classes at the YMCA.
Yep.
It's like a body pump class. It's a lifting type class. She ran cross country. She's always worried about lifting and working out and being in shape. So like this always like up tempo like lifting, but they'll break down like songs like Black Eyed Peas or something like that.
Right.
So I would say it's a collection.
Ah.
Of four or five of those songs where they'll come on, like I'll be on the field, like, and it'll be like on random skip, and it'll be like, bloop, and it's like, I'm just kind of like, oh, you know, I'm like warming up before the game. And like,
what's the one that you're embarrassed that you know the words to, though?
If I pull my earphone off and somebody would hear it, it'd be like just ridiculous. I'm trying to think of an actual specific song. I think it was like a, it had to be Katy Perry or something. I don't know who the artists are because I'm not really like that good at that genre.
Right.
I swear.
I like how you're hiding this, you know, big time, and not just coming right out and just saying it's Barry Manilow, because we all know it is.
Yeah, right. then you get, you know, some Lady Antebellum. That stuff's a little sensitive for the game.
Yeah. But they rock it a little bit.
But you know every word, so you got to sing it. You know, it's like in the tractor back home when you grow up. Like, of course, 90s country, in my opinion, is the best country.
Absolutely.
And a huge, like, Garth fan, George, obviously. So, like, in the tractor, nobody can hear you. There's nobody within 3 or 4 miles. So you're just, like, yelling the songs.
Please tell me you had a multicolored shirt that was starched to the high heaven that you
button
went out.
Up to the top.
Oh, yeah, like when the county fair was coming up, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go meet the ladies.
Something I could go dance in. You know? Something let me move a little bit.
Did you have one?
Absolutely.
Of course you did.
Absolutely. I probably got it for Christmas.
I'm not even going to bring up the fact that the Iowa State game was, how that went out. But
at least it was a good game.
It was. 3 overtimes. It was a heck of a good game.
I never actually had a chance to watch it because we were on the plane.
Right.
But I've heard it was an awesome game. Unfortunately, we didn't win, which is...
It's a tough weekend all around for you there in football.
High school team lost.
No.
to Woonsocket at Westington, if you believe that.
They suck.
Yeah, we haven't lost them in years. So we lost that. College team lost. And the NFL team, unfortunately, lost.
Yeah, that sucks.
That was bad.
That's a really tough weekend.
That's a bad week.
Is there a better place to get a street gyro than Iowa City?
No.
Right outside. Is it Vecchio's? Am I saying that right?
Right outside. Vito's.
Vito's. There we go.
Vito's. Yeah. Yeah. I had to think for a second.
Our
poor Iowa City downtown, though, they changed the rules down there now.
No, you can't.
All the bars went to 21, so it's much less crazy.
There's no vendors selling gyros on the street?
No, there's still vendors. Oh. We have walking tacos, of course, grilled cheese.
Yes.
And every time I ask if I can get pepper jack, and they've had pepper jack since 2002 when I went there, and I ask every time.
Right.
And, of course, you throw ham on there, obviously. The gyro, I mean, it's just a plenty.
Honestly, it was college. I might have bought a gyro out of somebody's pocket. I'm not even sure, but it was one of the most awesome gyros I've ever had.
Oh, it's a quarter. I can pay for parking now. Iowa City, that's expensive.
Chad Greenway's with us here at Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes. We'll be here every Wednesday, 6:30. That's when this show takes place. Come on out. People are signing up here at the back of the bar. We're going to be signing some autographs and stuff like that. You can sign up for that. And the Vikings have introduced a brand new 2-game flex ticket package that includes the return of the Green Bay Packers to the Mall of America Field of Packers. That's coming up October 23rd. For more information, visit Vikings.com/flexpack. Tickets are limited, so get your flex packs today and make sure you do it right away before Packer fans end up getting those tickets, and that sucks.
Yes, we don't want that. We don't like to hear other people cheer in our stadium.
No, that's bad.
We need to buy them, Vikings fans.
This show goes by very, very fast. Coming up here in the next segment, we have a scouting report.
How do you win that?
Which one? The big bear? There is a huge, giant bear. I mean, seriously, if Hutch was a teddy bear,
he'd be small compared to that.
That thing is massive. That is, I don't know.
Daughters would love that.
I don't know what level of skeet ball you have to hit. How many tickets
like
you got to roll?
It's a billion points. Yeah. Bill Gates can't afford to buy that.
Well, you got a new contract deal. We'll see if we can get yourself over. Are you good at whack-a-mole?
I could try.
I once pushed a kid down to play whack-a-mole because my kid lost a little one of those spiders that they gave.
You were old.
Oh, yeah. I was an adult. And we got in the car. You know how they just freak out, you know, and I couldn't console the kids. So I'm like, finally, I looked at my wife. I'm like, just sit in the car. And I ran in. I throw my money in. And I'm sitting there sweating. I'm just profusely sweating playing whack-a-mole.
But did you get it?
I did. I came up
with all the tickets.
I'm a sweaty, puffy mess. And I give it to the lady. And I go, is this enough for one of the spiders? She's like, jeez, dude, I would have just given you one.
Oh, you bet.
It was horrible. All right, second segment coming up on the way. A scouting report. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are coming into town. Our first home game of the 2011 campaign. We'll talk about that in only Viking country style.
I was going to say, I thought we couldn't talk football.
We normally don't talk football, but we'll talk a little bit of football. That's coming up next on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.
Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes is Mall of America's new home for all things fun. 34 big screen TVs to catch all of the football action every week, every game. Watch all of your teams while enjoying one of our mouth-watering burgers or incredible flatbread pizzas. After you watch the games, play the games. Skydeck features a state-of-the-art high-tech bowling center, your most fun bowling experience in Minneapolis. And Skydeck is proud to host Vikings Country with Vikings Country with Chad Greenway on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.
Welcome back to Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes here, Mall of America. It's fourth floor. Let's make a little noise as we're hanging out here at Vikings Country. I am Mush, your host, along with Chad Greenway from the Minnesota Vikings, and this is our scouting report.
Okay.
Yeah, we get in depth.
I don't even know how this is going to go, but I'm excited about it.
If you had sleeves, you'd be rolling them up right now. I can tell you that, my friend. This week's scouting report is brought to you by Sports Authority, the official sporting goods retailer of the Minnesota Vikings. Our first home game at Mall of America Field coming up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Buccaneers coming in here. Our scouting report, first and foremost, which jersey do you think was better? The newer pewter-looking things, you know, those
orange.
Things. And, or you're going orange?
Absolutely.
The orange unis with that, like, Pirate of Penzance dude with the knife in the side?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
With the flouncy thing that's
why you do the powder blue Charger uniforms, too. I mean, it's just a better era.
It's just a better
era? It is.
Really?
Absolutely.
So you're going all orange on that one. That was a ridiculous orange.
The creamsicle.
Well, it almost looks like you're, like, in a ditch picking up, like, trash. You know?
Chained to somebody else.
So you're going orange on that one. How about this? So as they're coming into town, they threw out their playbooks. They don't actually have, like, the hardcore playbooks. They have them now on iPads. They have their playbook on iPads.
Heard about this, yes.
So, but here's the question. What's a better game? as we're doing our scouting report, getting ready for this game, what's a better game, Angry Birds, ooh, Fruit Ninja, or do you think that they're just going to sit on the sideline and probably look up porn? I mean, that could be distracting.
First of all, between the games,
yeah.
I mean, the porn's a whole other issue, but for the games, I go Fruit Ninja.
Fruit Ninja's pretty sweet.
I go Fruit Ninja. You know, I like Angry Birds, but so hard to get the 3 stars.
Really?
Hard for me.
Oh, I've rocked every one of those levels.
I don't doubt it.
I got that
I'm not
time.
That talented.
I got a lot of time on my hands.
But Fruit Ninja,
oh, yeah.
Fast.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. And I honestly think that they'll probably spend a lot. I mean, listen, you got, 53 dudes sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah, they're...
There's no way. You got internet access?
If they have some good Wi-Fi, watch out.
You got to know at least the kickers.
It's all
the
about
punters.
The Wi-Fi.
You got to know the guys who are now welcome on the real practice field. You
the Chris Cluey's of the world would just be getting weird on there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He'd be mixing a new song for Tripping Icarus.
Absolutely. Ooh, nice Tripping Icarus plug. But he'll like that.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll get a new jersey from him. Oh, wait, I didn't have that deal on that one, but... You got the scouting report here, actually, with Tampa Bay coming into town. And obviously, if you look at last week, we had a tough time offensively. Obviously, they're going to have some tape on you guys defensively in the second half. But is
thanks.
You, well,
we tried hard, I'll tell you that.
You know what? No, but you guys, I mean, Jared Allen, what a pick.
Unbelievable.
This guy
I told
had.
Him as soon as it happened, it was like one of the best plays I've seen.
He turned the hands.
Yeah, it was athletic.
He caught the diamond, man.
I'm jealous.
It was
absolutely
outstanding.
Without a question, I'm jealous that he leads me in picks.
And then the turn and burn, 14
and the
yards.
Move, I don't know, the knee gave out. It sort of did it got jelly, like burn. he faked himself out.
But for Tampa Bay, they're going to try to get things going on the run. They were unable to do it last week, whereas we were able to get it on the run. They weren't able to get it on the run. On the pass, they did a little bit better. But their run game, they really want to get Blount going here.
LeGarrette Blount, the guy who punched that guy in college, so that initially scares me.
Right.
But no, he's obviously a big guy. He's a load, and he's been successful as a young guy. So he'll be the number one guy for sure.
Absolutely. So you're still going with the orange?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know.
You go with the newer version.
I kind of like the newer version, but I like the throwback.
I wonder what was their original scheme. Was that like the orange, you think? Was that the original Tampa uniform?
But it's almost like the Oakland Raiders, like Nancy's brother. You know, it's really there. It's like, ooh, we're Buccaneers.
We're almost Raiders.
We're kind of tough, but we're probably going to make a run for it.
We're not quite as tough, and we wear orange. So you can definitely see us just in case.
Yeah, nice camo there, by the way. All right, so when the last time we talked, you and I were sitting in the locker room, we were talking a little bit about 9/11, and one thing that really stuck out with me, not only just, you know, reflection about 9/11 and all the first responders and everything like that, but your first response was, I was skipping rhetoric. And
I'll never forget it.
The thing is that I'm like, wait a minute. I almost went to college a year and a half, then they kicked me out.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is rhetoric? So how bad am I at school?
It's a class. It's obviously a writing class that's like everybody has to take at the University of Iowa. And I had a 7:30 rhetoric class.
Who?
Freshman year of college. So needless to say, my counselor had some issues and thought I would be like, I was a good student, but like, come on, 7:30 rhetoric, you know, with football and with lifting and like, oh my Lord. So yeah, that was a tough one to get to, but I made it.
You made it.
Sometimes. Enough. I made it enough, obviously.
I heard rhetoric and I was just like, ha ha ha. And then I went on driving home.
Up.
I was just like, God, I'm stupid. I have no idea what he's talking about there.
No joke. My rhetoric class, 7:30 in the morning, freshman year, a girl gets up to give her first speech in college. Loses control, like starts crying, runs out, quits college.
Quits college?
Just like that.
That's
like,
aggressive.
Like third week in. And it was like, oh, that's really sad. But
wow.
She just couldn't get over her fear of speeches.
That's horrible.
Yeah, now look at me. You look like an idiot up here. You know?
No, wait till you see it on HD later on Fox Sports North. That's when it's
I did brush my teeth a couple days ago, so I should be fine.
A couple days ago, like when I washed my shirt last. So, you know, it's sad when you this time of the year, you lose a lot of players on the team and stuff like that, guys that come in and stuff like that. And Styles G. White came in. And the reason I bring this up is because Teen Wolf.
Yes.
Maybe, is it in the top three? Top three greatest movies of all time. Teen Wolf, for me, it's like 3.5, like maybe a 3B.
See, it's a little early for me.
Yeah?
To be like in my top.
Right.
You know, I went back and like, because I just like, what's the movie they just had me watch? Was it Fletch?
Yes.
Yeah.
You've never seen Fletch?
I'd never seen Fletch until like 2 months ago.
God, I'm old.
And that was like, awesome.
It's
of course,
a great
the Jerk is one of my favorites, but, you know, in that genre, we're talking a different genre. But yeah, Teen Wolf, and the guy changes his name. I mean, that's just incredible.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's an outstanding. So what would you put in the top three?
Oh, Lord. All-time greatest movies? All-time greatest movies. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yikes.
And don't pull linebacker dude movies.
But I do like.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to go Tombstone
no,
and all that? Or what?
Well, yeah, Tombstone's a great
that's
one.
It's outstanding, yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. I have so. Have you seen The Count of Monte Cristo?
No.
What is awesome that? Movie.
Are you like kind of a artsy
it's a revenge. No, it's a revenge movie.
Oh, okay.
It's really like.
I've seen The Princess Bride. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, no, it's better than that.
Okay.
Well, unless you're into that sort
the
of thing.
The Count of Monte Cristo, okay.
I love, of course, like Braveheart, Gladiator, the action,
yeah,
fighting.
Yeah, absolutely.
That stuff. Patriot.
Yeah. You
know, Cinderella Man's a great one.
What's the movie that your wife made you watch?
My wife does not like movies at all.
Really?
Almost hates them.
What is she dragging you to do? Because most wives drag you to go do something that you know you don't want to do.
She drags me here once in a while. That's painful.
You're not much of a shopper, are you?
No, I don't do that. I'm a lot at Target.
Yeah.
I go there a lot.
Right. Are you like a typical dude who just walks in, that looks good, I'll take 18 of these?
Oh, I'm in and out, like within minutes. I have a plan. I like map it. I'm there. I'm out. Like Christmas is like done in 30 minutes.
You know
like,
there are
everybody.
A ton of bars, including the Sky Deck.
Well, and I've never really been up this high in the mall. I try to stay on the ground. You get up high, it takes longer to get her out.
You have to separate, divide and conquer.
Well,
next time she brings
when
you
I
out
think,
here.
Then we come up here with I can bring the kids. Hey, I'll take them to lunch, whatever.
Sure, yeah.
Four beers in, you know. Like, whoops.
I've been watching the children.
They're playing games.
Look, they got that huge bear. I won them.
Exactly.
I don't know where they are right now, but I won
them. Hold the bear. Out the breathing.
What is your best? I mean, you're sitting in this bar.
This is
I asked
incredible.
Jared last week, what is your best bar game?
Best bar game.
What are you really good at?
I'm actually really good at pool.
Are you really?
I actually am.
Are you a shark? You got on the pool table at home?
I don't know. Let's put your money up.
Wow. Really? You're going to be that guy?
I will say that I had a good run in training camp 2 years ago when we had some time off. The guys thought they had it going. I was just...
Really?
Taking, accepting.
Yeah.
My grandparents had a pool table in the basement, so yeah. I was on over there. Of course, that's all I did for hours.
Can you hold on to your guy card if you played bumper pool and not actual billiards?
No. No.
No. Not even close.
You haven't done that, right?
Bumper pool?
Yeah.
I've played it before, but I mean, it's almost like riding a moped, you know? It was kind of fun, but I didn't want anybody to see me doing it.
I did that in college for 4 years.
Oh, no way! Did you travel?
I bought a 2001 Yamaha Zuma. My grandfather bought it for me because I couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
And I put 7,800 miles on it in college in like 3.5 years.
That's awesome.
It was, I rode it till like December 15th. I'm like, oh, it's getting too cold. January 15th, I'd go again. It'd like take like a month off.
Nice. Hey, every week we're here, 6:30. That's when the show starts up. Skydeck, Sports Grill, and Lanes. Next week, Jared Allen's going to be here. This is the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.
This has been Vikings Country with Chad Greenway on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Chad.